T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer is a weekly hit a day early. Coming up in just 1 second, let's get you a chance to win $1,000 first, though. Text the word POEM to 72881. Text the word POEM to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. Another chance to win tomorrow at 4 p.m. Every day on WIP, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m. and again at 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL, BetQL. Text the word POEM to 72881. Good luck. Roses are red, violets are blue. Ben Simmons, I want to trade you. Would that be a decent poem?
Not bad.
KOC's coming up here in a second. I didn't even say it because I've said it before, but I saw a lot of reaction from it. I got a bunch of tweets saying, did you really just say that you think that that they would have won the series with Brett Brown as the coach? I do.
I don't know about that.
Do you know why I say that? Because Brett already knows what happens to Ben in the playoffs, and he would have taken him off the ball long before Doc did. But TJ McConnell on the ball.
I think it took Ben scoring 1 point for him to do that.
Well, my point is that Brett saw it and his idea was like, Jimmy's going to bring the ball up. Ben, you're the four. I don't think that Brett would have allowed Ben to do what he did to where it's just like, nope, we're going back to Ben. We're not taking Ben out. He's already been through it.
But Brett was the biggest Ben Abler. Was this his godson or his nephew? Or
he also won it on the shoot. Doc doesn't want him to shoot at all. It's not important at all.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin O'Connor. Follow him on Twitter, at Kevin O'Connor NBA. Read his work. He had an excellent piece on Ben Simmons and the Sixers yesterday at theringer.com. All of his podcasts, The Mismatch with Chris Vernon, that's every Tuesday and Friday, and the Sunday night edition of the Ringer NBA show. And KOC joins us right now. Kev, what's up, brother? How are you?
How are you guys doing today?
Well,
what's up, Kev?
Better than yesterday, but... you know, still not great.
Much better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Not much better.
What's your reaction?
Oh, boy. I mean, what an absolute disappointment when we chatted last Wednesday. Mm. I mean, I think I said to you guys, Sixers should win the series as long as Embiid is himself. They should take care of the Hawks. But do not expect Ben Simmons to get even worse than he was over the first five games. I don't know. It's kind of remarkable how quickly things can go from Ben Simmons being the main piece to dangle in a James Harden trade. And, you know, then we're talking about Kyle Lowry around deadline time. And now it's at the point with Ben Simmons where the question is, like I wrote in my article this week, where is his value? Is it so low that there's not an offer that the Sixers would be willing to accept? It's amazing how quickly things can change in the NBA.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to read the article, KLC, and my apologies for that, but where do you believe his value is at right now?
I mean, it's definitely down. It's no doubt down. Teams and executives across the league certainly are watching what we just all saw, the lack of confidence, the poor free throw shooting with the wrong hand. So really it's a lack of confidence in the mental aspect of the game that's shocking most to most people across the league, because with Simmons, you know, even though he's had inconsistencies throughout his career, when he was on, he had the aggression. We saw that early in the year around January, February, into March, and that was just completely gone. It was absent for him. So the thing is, though, is with Simmons, the way I look at him, with all of Joel Embiid's injury history, playing on the partially torn meniscus in these playoffs, Simmons, for a long time for the Sixers, has operated as superstar insurance. If Embiid were to ever go down for an extended period of time or for one or two games, Simmons is the guy that they could, you know, suddenly change the way they're building the team and build around Simmons, have smaller lineups and all that. But, you know, and that with that in mind, for the Sixers, they have to be careful here and not selling too low, because Simmons still does retain upside if he's able to develop a jump shot, if he's with your shooting hand, if he's able to get himself to become a consistently confident player. So this guy is a detriment in terms of his fit today, but it's still hard not to look at the potential upside, as unrealistic as it might be, and think, wow, you can't give that up for, you know, 25 cents on the dollar.
You just wonder how many GMs out there at KOC look at Ben Simmons and say, let me get my hands on him, let me get my staff. Yeah. Because all and everybody agrees, this is a mental thing. There's a summer league video that's floating around out there on Twitter where he's shooting turnarounds, he's shooting fadeaways, he's shooting jumpers. The regression that he's had since his rookie year is amazing. He passed up a dunk. Trey Young, 6 foot Trey Young's coming out, and he passes up a dunk to throw it to Matisse Thybulle. I mean, is this one of these things where he's hit such rock bottom that now he just has to say, I need to change? I mean, that would be the 76ers' hope if they hang on to him, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. But this is rock bottom, and that is what influences the change. Because you mentioned those summer league clips from 5-6 years ago with him. You know, Simmons at the time, he used to take more mid-range jumpers. It's just, even though, like, there's the video of all those makes, it doesn't show all the misses that he had. It's been an inefficient shot for him. So I think what's happened is, you know, it was beaten out of him. Like, we don't need this from you. We don't want this from you. And because they don't. It's an inefficient shot. It's the right thing to do. However, that has played into lowering his confidence. The fact that he hasn't gotten better shooting with his offhand, his left hand, has played into his diminished confidence. And all of that came to a point when the Hawks hacked him. I mean, we talked about it throughout the season. Will there come a point when Ben Simmons gets hacked? And I think I said to you guys, no, not if he keeps shooting above 60%. That's above the line of where you would do it. But he was shooting below 40% from the line. It's amazing how much he fell off. And so, like, it's clearly, you know, there's a mental aspect for him, especially after getting hacked. And I really think, I mean, I don't think it's crazy at all. I think it's incredibly reasonable. All reports this week are that the Sixers have a plan and potentially to have him switch shooting hands. And the reality is with Ben Simmons, ever since he was at LSU, over 70% of his shot attempts have come off of his right hand. He's a righty player on layups, floaters, hook shots, everything. It's his natural hand. He admitted so himself in 2016. So I really believe that his touch is better with his right hand. And if they make the switch, he's somebody that could be successful and that it could help him. And I hope he has the open-mindedness and the courage to do something like that, because he's got to do something. It can't be worse than what he's doing right now. It can't be worse than what we just saw against the Hawks. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Would you, this is the trendy trade that's being thrown around out there. Would you trade Ben for CJ McCollum?
I'd want a little bit more than McCollum. 29 years old, a defensive liability. He can score. He can get buckets for you. But, you know, in the same way that Sixers fans are fed up with Ben Simmons, Blazers fans are fed up with CJ McCollum. So, you know, the problems that he had there with his lack of size, you know, play diminishing in the postseason, that could get, you know, brought over to Philadelphia. So whether it's bringing back Robert Covington in that deal with the Blazers, in addition to some younger players or picks, I need more than just McCollum if I'm the Sixers.
All right, now let me get to the guy who's in the eye of my storm. And it ain't Ben Simmons, KOC. It's one Doc Rivers. And we talked about him early in the year and those 3-1 blown leads and some of his issues he's had in the postseason. I was very disappointed with Doc in this series versus Atlanta. Just your thoughts on how you thought he coached and managed this 7-game series.
I mean, it's a lot of the stuff that he's been doing since he was coaching the Celtics. You know, all bench lineups or bench lineups plus one starter. I mean, it's kind of like, it's whack to me that in game 7, he's going with a Dwight Howard, Ben Simmons front court. It just blows my mind, the lack of spacing. That lineup did not work. And to use it in the postseason in a must-win game was kind of baffling to me to see that. I don't believe we saw a minute of, or we saw a very limited amount of, Ben Simmons at the 5,
yes,
with Seth Curry
right
at point, with some bench units. Like, we didn't see that. I would have loved to have seen that. I mean, we're seeing teams across the league shapeshift their styles on offense and on defense depending on the personnel that's on the floor. The Sixers are one of the teams that wasn't able to do that. The Jazz were another team that was unable to do that. Those teams have been eliminated. You know, you have to have flexibility with the personnel and the lineups and the style that you have on the court. And Doc Rivers throughout time hasn't shown the ability to do that. And in this series against the Hawks, it's worrisome that we didn't see it when there's stuff out there that could have helped Simmons, that could have helped this team, could have helped the bench unit. So, I mean, it doesn't help, you know, increase my confidence in him moving forward as an adaptable coach in the playoffs, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that that Ben, they moved him off the ball, but, you know, his strategy, it seems like, and we're talking to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, his strategy, Doc, seemed to be from the beginning of the year, I don't care if he shoots. Then he wasn't going to take him out because of the foul stuff. He was asked, and he said, I'm not taking Ben Simmons off the floor until he does. Now it seems like the shooting matters, because right after the game, the raw emotion asked whether or not he can be a point guard on a championship team. Doc said he didn't know, which leads us to this. Ike and I were talking about this today. Do you think they could move him off the ball? He's resisted this before, but you need a point guard. Move Ben to a four, let him do all his defense and rebounding and stuff like that. But him being a point guard this year, if you bring him back as a point guard, you're going to get the same result that you have previously.
For sure. I mean, I think with Ben Simmons, it's all about mindset. So much of the successful players in the league is about embracing and accepting a role that is for the greater good of the team. And with Ben Simmons, he has done some of that. He's become a great defensive player. He became a guy that rightfully received Defensive Player of the Year votes. He's become a guy willing to screen more often and play off ball more often. But what he really needs to embrace and what the Sixers need to find is a point guard who can run a high pick and roll that allows Ben Simmons to set a ton of on-ball screens where he can roll to the rim and be like a Draymond Green-style player. That was the appeal of him being in Portland, being paired with a Damian Lillard. That's the appeal of putting him in Golden State with Steph Curry. Can the Sixers find a player of that level? No. But if they're able to get a Kyle Lowry-esque player or tweak the way they do things on offense, you can increase his value in the half court. So for him, it's about accepting and embracing that, as well as, I think, just, you know, not worrying about how it looks. Switch shooting hands. Just don't – it doesn't matter. Like, he needs to have the open-mindedness to try some new things in order to maximize who he is as a player and accept who he is as a player. You might not be a LeBron, but you can be a supercharged version of a Draymond Green. You can be, like, more talented and well-rounded than a prime Blake Griffin. Like, there's still a way for him to be a star-level player on the offensive end, given a role. But he needs to embrace that, and that's all his choice.
Mm. Your gut tell you that Ben is back next year? I mean, Morey was ready. He would have at least traded him for James Harden.
My gut says no, and that's just because of the track record of things Daryl Morey has tried to do, like James Harden, talking for Kyle Lowry, and the things that he has done, drafting Tyrese Maxey, getting George Hill, all these guards. They're all guards, all pick-and-roll guys. And that at least suggests to me that Daryl Morey will continue to be on the hunt for those players. And for someone as young as Ben Simmons, even though value is lower, I would anticipate there's at least one team out there willing to pay the price.
I would tend to agree. Kevin O'Connor, it's at Kevin O'Connor NBA on Twitter. Who wins the East? Who wins the West?
I'll take the Bucks in the Eastern Conference and the Suns and then the West. And then from there, I'll go with the Suns to win it all.
Wow. It's amazing.
Damn it, man.
This was the year, Kev. This was the year where if Doc and the Sixers could figure it out, they could be right there. But we saw what happened. Mm.
Disappointing.
Yep. Kev, appreciate it, man. Always appreciate talking
brother.
To you. And check out if you miss Kev, what he wrote, check it out. Just follow him on Twitter at Kevin O'Connor NBA.
You think the NBA is fired up about a potential Suns Bucks finals?
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah.
So
I can't wait till it's on Hawks Suns finals.
Yeah, that wouldn't be able to handle.
Could you imagine?
Remember that run that Philly Sports were on a couple years ago where we lost to every eventual champion?
Yeah.
I do.
It wasn't the Packers in 2010. Yeah. 2011, it was the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. 2012 was the Heat, right?
Yeah.
Or 2011 was the Heat.
2010 was the Giants, right? San Francisco Giants?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yes. Cardinals 11.
Yeah.
There you go. Good stuff, Jack.
Listen, that's what they pay me the big bucks for there, pal.
Definitely. All right, let's take some phone calls here, and we'll start with our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers on Montgomeryville, Route 309. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Check them out. Mark's-Jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert for that diamond engagement ring that you're looking for. All right. Reaction if Ben Simmons isn't traded. Happy or not so happy? Right now, most people wouldn't be happy if Ben Simmons is back. Let's go to the phones. We have Reggie. Reggie's calling from Philly. Hi, Reggie.
Hey, Reg. What's up, John? Hey, Ike.
Hey, Reg.
What's up, Reg?
It's Mad Reg from Twitter, everybody.
What's up, Mad Reg?
Mad Reg.
Man. Anyway, so I'm calling today because I heard I'm usually on your side with the Ben Simmons thing, but I ain't on your side today, man.
Okay.
Ben got to go. And the Draymond thing is perfect for most teams that doesn't have a Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see how Ben and Embiid can coexist if you put Ben in that Draymond.
At the four. Yeah.
Because you got to have – Embiid's got to be on the block.
Why, hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Reggie. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. We're just exploring this a little bit more.
Yeah,
why does Embiid have to live on the block?
I don't think he has to live on the block, but I believe at his best, we want him on the block. He's taking too many threes, in my opinion. He's shooting way too many threes.
Yeah.
And that's limiting his – I think that's limiting his game.
And I think that's in part because Ben Simmons has to play down on the low block at times.
Exactly.
Like exactly. Embiid essentially becomes the other guy who stretches the floor.
Right. And that leads to his turnovers and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why he has so many turnovers.
Yep.
You shouldn't be catching the ball from so far away from the
court. Well, he's playing Ben's position because Ben can't.
Right.
7 foot exactly. 2 Ben, and then Ben's exactly. going to play Embiid's position, which he can't play either.
Right. I don't want to give him away, obviously, but and I don't think C.J. McCollum is necessarily enough, but I think sometimes you got to take multiple pieces to get to the level where you need to be.
Okay.
So maybe you're not C.J. McCollum, not C.J. alone, but maybe you get C.J. and then a couple other things to go along with that, and that equals enough to make your roster a little bit better as opposed to because this team is topped out. I also don't think you can bring Ben back because of the fan base. Anytime Ben makes a mistake, it's a wrap. You know, it's going to –
Yeah.
It's the same thing as Carson Wentz. You can't bring the guy back when everybody's just done out on him. It's it.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. Reggie, thank you. It's
yeah. And see, I'm not one who subscribes to that. Did Ben Simmons commit a crime or something?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Then the fans will change when that shot start going in, won't it? Won't they? Those boos are turning to cheers.
But the shots have to start going in
and being taken. Yeah.
And
so I agree. If you're telling me Ben Simmons isn't going to change, then sure, you probably need to get rid of him. But I'm telling you that when people say the fans have turned on him, like that's not a reason to get rid of somebody, right? Because he had a tough season. Yeah, if he's never going to change and that's his mindset, then yeah, it's going to continue to be tough for him. But there's a portion of his fan base that has gone quiet, and rightfully so, because he struggled. That fan base gets loud if Ben Simmons comes back a different player.
Oh, yeah.
And the people who flipped on him will jump back on side there.
Yeah.
Like, they'll jump back over there because ultimately this isn't personal with Ben Simmons. This is frustration where people want Ben to get better. So if he shows that, that's going to turn the cheers. And you know how I know that? Because in the most critical times, this fan base was treating him like a little league player. They were cheering him on the free throw line. So they want him to succeed. This is immediate reaction to losing a series we had no business losing. It's understandable. The biggest key here is Ben Simmons. If you're going to tell me he doesn't want to be here or he doesn't want to change, then sure, you may as well get rid of him because he's not going to change. But if he wants to be here and he's recognized his flaws and his shortcomings, when Doc talks about hitting the floor or whatever it was when you hit rock bottom, if that truly has happened, then maybe you get a different Ben Simmons. It doesn't mean he's all of a sudden going to be LeBron James, but maybe he becomes a guy who passes as a all-star player in this offense. Does it mean it's going to lead to a championship? No. But it says to me that maybe he's recognized that, and now he's starting to tap into that. So I would wait, and that, quite frankly, would increase his trade value.
Sure. Well, then you probably wouldn't want to trade him.
That's the great thing. Well, that's the great thing about it. You're not in a rush to do it. It's not like we need to trade him now or he's going to walk as a free agent after next year. So we need to get something for him now. No, you got four more years with him.
Yeah,
you just do.
I worry about the timeline with Embiid. And here's the other thing that I worry about, Ike, is that...
Well, if you're worried about a timeline with Embiid, then you better worry about getting a star here that's going to replace Embiid.
What I'm thinking is you get the best available roster that can try to win now. I'm not worried about this player's 23 or this player's 25 or that player's 35. I mean, it's dangerous to bring in older players to get rid of Ben Simmons. But I the one thing I do worry about is that he spooked, right? Like, because that was, I mean, there's mental things that we've seen in Ben's game previous to this playoff run. And then there's what happened this playoff run. We've never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah.
And he was spooked. He had the yips.
I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing any of that. I'm not arguing any of that. What I'm arguing against is just getting rid of him for the sake of getting rid of him.
Right.
That is foolish. Just foolish.
Even if, but to your point, this isn't where you don't like the, because like, I have nothing, like I don't dislike Ben Simmons. I just want to see even a little glimpse of I get it and I'm improving. Right? Not that he's not working on his game. It's not translating to when the games actually start. That's everything that's being reported for the most part is that he works on his game, but then once the games start, he doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's went the other way. It hasn't like, all right, look, he's taking a 14-footer now, and he's shooting 72% from the foul line. He doesn't shoot offensively. I worry that this is never going to work here, and he needs a different environment to not be spooked. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls on Ben. Can the 76ers bring him back? Also, one national NBA guy revealed a text message from someone close to the situation on the air today about Ben Simmons. What did the text say? You'll hear that coming up next. All your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Well, it's officially summer. Yeah, happened yesterday or Monday. Yeah, yesterday. Do you still have that nagging pain? Or maybe it's a new pain now that you're... Now that you're doing more stuff outside, well, Trinity Rehab is here to help. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free and get back to doing the things that you love, like biking, gardening, hiking? Give them a call, 800-518-0977, or go to trinity-rehab.com. They have the EPAT machine, which most places don't have. It's cutting-edge acoustic pressure wave therapy that breaks up scar tissue, enhances healing, and gets rid of pain fast. Most patients are better in 3 5-minute sessions. I actually had a couple of 5-minute sessions myself while I was up there, one on each side of my shoulder, you know. Actually felt better, man. 97 this weekend in there, Jack, on the golf course. So it did help the swing out for those weekend warriors like myself that like to get out there on the golf course. No prescription needed to get started. Again, give them a call, 800-518-0977 or trinity-rehab.com. They're here for you. Isn't it time to start feeling better and have no pain? Call Trinity Rehab. They're all over the place with 30 locations, and now there's one close to you in Newtown, Wayne, or more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.